Could there be a parliamentary inquiry into Cyril Ramaphosa's fitness to hold office? That fitness, or that lack of fitness in the view of some, shown by his refusal to account for whatever happened in the robbery at his Pala Pala farm and issues associated with that. As I understand it, the ATM, a one-person party in the National Assembly, put forward a motion saying that we should have this inquiry, and the Speaker, Nosiviwe Mpopisa Nkakula, said, okay, let's do it. Lindsay Dentlinger, how wonderful to have you back on board, Lindsay. Welcome, 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 welcome. I've missed you.
Thank you, John. Good to be back. I hate to start this by correcting you that the ATM is a two-member party.
Ah, well, the one's completely absent, so effectively they're one person. Oops. Did the Speaker, was the motion phrased in such a way that the Speaker really could not say no and stick within the rules of Parliament? Or is there some significance to the fact that the Speaker has endorsed the ATM's motion?
Little bit, I would say, John, because it's the case of the ATM try and try again, because she did initially refuse their motion, and all because, to stick to the rules, that it wasn't formatted correctly, it didn't contain the correct information, it wasn't set out correctly. And so I think it is really significant for many reasons. Firstly, that she said yes, because this is unprecedented. We saw that it's taken 2 years to get to the point where Parliament's holding its first impeachment inquiry ever, let alone getting to an impeachment inquiry that would involve the president, because this stems back to the days of the Nkandla judgment, when Parliament was actually told to come up with some rules that would guide such a process. They only came up with those rules in 2018, by which time Jacob Zuma had already left office, and so we never ever saw how that process would play out. And so for the Speaker to say yes to this, I think, is a fairly significant step, even though some political analysts I spoke to today don't really think it's going to amount to anything. But they do say that they think this is an important step in terms of testing our democracy, holding the executive accountable, holding the president accountable. And so even though it's a very, very first small, significant step that may go nowhere, it is still significant in the fact that it's the Speaker agreed to this at all.
And she is now, because she agreed to this, she now has to appoint what some people will regard as an independent panel and others won't. She has to do it. Because, I'm as desperate as anybody to hear Cyril Ramaphosa's answers to the questions around the Pala Pala robbery. But can an independent panel set up under a parliamentary process work in an environment where law enforcement and the Public Protector's Office are still looking into the same issues?
So, John, this is exactly where it gets tricky, because there are still some parties, the DA chief amongst them, who would rather have this process play out through an ad hoc committee, which is also similar to what we saw in the Nkandla matter. And if we followed that route, the committee would have access, or they believe they would have access to, for example, what we saw in Nkandla, they would be able to do on-site inspections, they'd be able to call people to come and answer, to provide for information. And so it's the DA's view right now that there's just not enough to put before this independent panel, because they would just really have to determine whether there's a basis for an inquiry based on prima facie evidence. What you and I know, as you point out, the investigative agencies are no further in providing us with more information than we have that is currently in the public domain. And so I think the opposition parties, we know that they met last week. I believe they will be meeting again on Wednesday in terms of them working out what is the best strategy to follow, because some parties hold the view that perhaps this independent panel, as you've just pointed out, is not going to have enough power. They can only deal with what gets put before them. And so some parties feel that if we'd rather allow a committee to do the probing and perhaps gather more evidence, put together a better watertight case, and then perhaps a Section 89 process would then be able to unfold, because an independent panel would then be given more to work with. So whether the Speaker would agree to another process, a parallel process, I'm highly doubtful, but I can tell you that the DA, for example, is one of those parties that is still going to insist or wait for the Speaker to respond to that request for an ad hoc committee of Parliament rather to do those investigations.
Lindsay Dentling, a parliamentary correspondent, thank you very, very much indeed.